Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hi there, boys and girls. This is Mickey D from Scorpions, and you are listening to Talking Metal. So stay tuned, and you're going to hear some rockin' songs.
Welcome to another edition of the Talking Metal Podcast, home of all things hard rock and heavy metal. I'm Mark Striegel, host and producer of this show since 2005. Now, let's get things started with the Talking Metal theme song, written by Rob Halford, Metal Mike, and Roy Z.
Hey guys, welcome to another edition of the Talking Metal Podcast, coming to you from Fort Wayne, Indiana, on a summer vacation, visiting the in-laws out here with the family, and somehow I managed to come down with a summer cold, which I'm not sure I've ever had a cold in the summer. Ugh, yeah, there it is, gross, right? Yeah, but I apologize for the stuffiness, and psyched for this show. It's always a thrill when we get somebody on the show, you know, here 683 episodes or whatever this is in. We get somebody on the show that I haven't spoken with before. It's always a thrill. And it's especially a thrill when it's somebody I've been a fan of for, you know, 30 plus years. Well, about 30 years, actually, because I saw this guy play for the first time with King Diamond just about 30 years ago in Boston. And when I was going to Berklee College of Music up there. And wow, what a great show that was. I definitely remember it just being incredible and remembered being blown away by the guy who was behind the kit at that show, Mickey D. He's on the show today. What a career from King Diamond through all those years in Motorhead, of course, and so much more that we're going to talk to him about. We got video games going on in the background, barking dogs, a lot of fun family activities happening here in Indiana. So if you're hearing any of that, I apologize. Probably not. I'm hearing it, though. All right. So having said that, let's do this. Let's get into right now a little classic King Diamond with Mickey D on the drums. This is T.
We'll be right back.
King Diamond, T-E-A by King Diamond. That's how you spell the song, in case you don't know. Off the Them record, classic, classic stuff with Mickey D on drums. And Mickey, of course, now is playing with the Scorpions. They are going out on tour with Megadeth. I'm going to check them out in New York City in September. It's going to be freaking awesome. Megadeth always deliver a great show, as we know. Been seeing them through the years. And Scorpions, surprisingly, the Scorpions, I haven't seen them all that many times through the years. I've definitely seen them before, but it's been a long time. I was trying when they played Brooklyn a couple years back. I was planning to go, but my wife ended up having something going on that night, and I couldn't go. I think she was out of town, actually. So I'm psyched that right now they're in September, they're playing in New York City at Madison Square Garden with Megadeth. I will absolutely be at that show. We have bought our tickets. We are ready to go. I don't get a lot of free tickets. Somebody recently was accusing me of getting free tickets, or suggesting I get free tickets. Occasionally I get them, but honestly, I buy, 85% of all my tickets. I do buy them. I'm not opposed to free tickets. If you're in a band, you want to give me free tickets, I'm all ears. But usually free tickets are something that come about like last minute, and I'm not into that, because I want to be sure I make the show. I need to plan way in advance, and babysitters and all that type of stuff have to be involved. So I generally buy my tickets way in advance, like I did for the Scorpions and Megadeth show in New York City, which I cannot wait to see that. But who really cares about what Mark Striegel does, right? Especially when you got a guy as awesome as Mickey D on the show, who is now playing with the Scorpions, one of my all-time favorite bands. So let's get into some classic old-school Scorpions. Of course, Mickey D isn't playing drums on this particular recording of this song, but it's my guess and my hope that if we all go see the upcoming tour with Mickey D on the drums with the Scorpions, that we'll get to hear him play this song. I'd love to hear Mickey D play this song, and I got my fingers crossed, because this is a great classic by such a great band. The Zoo by the Scorpions, followed by my interview with Mickey D. Hey, it's Mark Striegel from Talking Metal and calling in on the line a great drummer who I saw for the first time on September 3rd, 1987 with King Diamond, and that was at the Channel in Boston. And now I'm getting ready to see him almost 30 years later to the date at Madison Square Garden in New York City with the Scorpions on September 16th. The one, the only, Mickey D. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. Thank you. Thank you. I'm great. I'm in Sweden. We just having a bit of a break. We just finished off the European leg here this summer and waiting for the great U.S. tour.
Cool. Yeah, I'm very excited for this tour. Like I mentioned, I saw you for the first time way back with King Diamond, saw you many times with the Motorhead. Never seen you yet with the Scorpions, so I'm quite excited for that. The tour is going to be great. Megadeth, the Scorpions touring all over the United States and Canada. And what can we expect from the Scorpions set list this time around? Are you digging deep into the catalog?
Well, we did a few shows in U.S. last year. Unfortunately, it was just a few shows booked around the fact that we had a residency in Vegas. So this time around, we're going to come around with a few more new songs that we added onto it, and old classics, of course. And it's a great show. We've been doing most of it this summer, and I think it's a great show.
Cool. Well, I'm really
so expect a lot.
Yeah, I am. I'm very excited to see you with the Scorpions. And you know, you mentioned the Las Vegas residency. You know, they announced that you were filling in the Scorpions, and then
yes.
It was about 11 months ago, last September, that they said you were now a permanent member of the band. What caused that transition? Like, what happened for you to go from a temporary fill-in guy to a permanent member of the band?
Well, you know, overall, we clicked really right away, all of us together, and it sounded really good. And I was filling in for James. He didn't feel too good at that point, and you know, he just needed some time off, I suppose. And so that was about it. And then the guys decided to keep me, and I really, you know, I had nothing going at that point. So you know, we just clicked. It just sounded right, and you know, personally, we just liked it all. It was great. So here I am.
Right on. Well, it seems like a great combination. And you know, you mentioned some new songs coming into the set list. Are those like brand new songs that you guys have just written, or are you talking stuff like from a couple years back?
No. It's older songs, but we added some songs to this US leg. That's what we did. And it's some old classics, and you're gonna enjoy it, so it's gonna be good.
Cool. And the tour, of course, is with Megadeth. Do you know those guys very well? Do you know Dave Mustaine? I know you've had such a history with Motorhead and stuff.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, actually, Megadeth was the band opening for us 1986 on the Fatal Portrait tour with King Diamond.
Oh, wow.
So I've known them forever, actually. And I remember the Abigail tour you were talking about. That was with Trouble.
Yes.
The band Trouble.
Yep.
And then 88 was with Armored Saint. So it was three really good tours we did there. But Megadeth was first out 1986. And that's when I got to know those guys. And I've known them ever since. And you know, it's a great band, great guys. I'm really looking forward to start off, you know.
Absolutely. I did want to just mention again before we kind of move into some of your history, the Scorpions, Megadeth on tour, touring the whole North American continent. You're up in Canada. The tour starts actually in Pennsylvania on September 14th. I will be at the September 16th show at Madison Square Garden. It goes to Canada from there, then back to Chicago, Denver, Salt Lake City. So go to Scorpions, the-scorpions.com to get all the tour dates. It's going to be a great, great tour. You got October 7th at the Forum in Los Angeles. This is a pretty big and extensive tour, so I'm really looking forward to seeing you out on the road with the Scorpions. And kind of to segue, you know, like I mentioned earlier, and you mentioned the King Diamond era for you. I saw you again with Trouble in Boston. That was a great, great tour. You did four great studio records with King Diamond. When you look back on those records, which ones are your favorites?
It's hard to say because they all represent a certain time. I mean, when we did Fatal Portrait, the first one that I played on, the first King Diamond record after Merciful Fate, that was a great time. And Abigail was even better. And them, I guess, we were really rolling for a while. And Conspiracy was a little different. I was playing with Don Dokken at that point. And so I kind of stepped in and did the record, but I was not in the band at that moment, you know. But that is a great album. And I wish I had some more time, you know, to have worked out the drums. I liked what I did, and I liked the albums and the album. And I really like what they wrote song-wise. But I wish I could have had a little bit more time. And, you know, now afterwards, I could have done a few different things, you know, but that's how you feel about every record you do.
Right.
It turned out okay, I think.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. You know, you mentioned the Don Dokken stuff. That was really an all-star lineup. I mean, it was you on drums. You had Peter Baltz from Accept on bass. John Norum from Europe was in there on guitar. Wow, what a lineup that was for
it was From great. The Ashes. And Billy White from Watchtower and Don. Yeah. We had a great year. We toured 12 months. I think the album we released was a very good album, Up From the Ashes. And the tour was even better. We were much heavier than what the album kind of sounded like. Especially me and Peter, we enjoyed that a lot. You know, right. We wanted to get very heavy. But then again, Dokken or Don, it's not a heavy metal band or super hard. So I think Don sounds the best when he sings the way the old Dokken stuff used to be, you know. But overall, we managed to blend it and mix it pretty good with some heavy stuff and you know, maybe some poppier stuff too.
Right on. It's funny. I was listening to Eddie Trunk on Sirius about 2 weeks ago, and somebody called in and just started raving about how they love that Up From the Ashes album.
Yeah, that is a good record. Absolutely. Yeah. We all enjoyed it. I think it was a little overproduced. Listening back to it, it was too sleek. I remember us doing the demos for that one, and it was much, much, much heavier and rawer. Mm. But it almost turned out to be too perfect in a way. But I guess that's the way the albums were supposed to be made. I mean, people at that time, that was a big thing to make them really sleek and great, great sounding. I remember us being a little careful for not sounding too dirty and heavy. But today that would have been the perfect thing, you know. But That's how it is with old records. I mean, you don't want to redo them or nothing. It's history. They're great as they were. We liked it, and that's the important thing. The same thing goes with all the Motorhead records. You can hear a million things you like to redo or done differently. But, you know, overall, I remember each album that we were very satisfied at the moment, and that's what counts. And then if people really like it, that's a bonus. But the three of us loved it, and then it's history, and we move on, we move forward.
Right on. And you know, you look at all the great artists that you've played with, Motorhead, Don Dokken, King Diamond, I mean, so many more we could mention too, but do you have to adjust, because these are different sounding bands and different sounding artists, do you have to adjust your style when you step into a band, even with the Scorpions? You know, are you conscious of what the Scorpions sound like, and do you have to play differently depending on the situation?
Yeah, it's a good question, because it's very hard and very different each band, of course. But I try to put Mickey D into each band, of course. I say, you know, if you want me, I hope they're going to want the sound that I can create or the way I play. And it's not of necessarily for sure that it's going to work or fit or so. I mean, I'm sure there's people out there that didn't. I know there's people out there. When I joined Motorhead, I go, oh, my God, Mickey D and Motorhead. That's never going to work. But, of course, you know, you make it work. And same with Scorpions. I'm very proud and honored to be honest. I mean, to tell you the truth, that it feels great to be able to change them or to add something, you know,
right,
that I can put some more, maybe more power into it and add what I'm good at. I mean, James did a hell of a job. He played great over 20 years to these guys. And here I'm stepping in and I'm adding some other stuff to it. You know, some people will like it and some people will not like it. So, but that's the way it is, you know. And
right.
For myself, I feel that I am adding something to this band. And I did the same with Motorhead. And hopefully, you know, people feel the same way as I do. You know, I'm definitely doing my best and playing wise. Yes. I mean, with Motorhead for guitar solos, I have to maybe be more busy with the kick drum and fills and here with Scorpions, maybe I have to lean back a little more and then be busier at some other, you know, parts of the song. So it varies. It takes some time to adjust, but I think we have it down now. I mean, it sounds great and everybody's happy and I can't wait to do this proper U.S. tour and play Madison Square Garden here, as you mentioned, and, you know, it's going to be fantastic.
Oh, it's going to be great. I'm so excited for that concert, mm-hmm. Madison Square Garden, Scorpions and Megadeth in September. It's going to be awesome. If you don't have your tickets yet, guys, definitely go get them now because they are going fast. You know, touring the U.S., one of, I believe, you know, your first tours with Motorhead, and I think it was the U.S., was you opened up for Ozzy, like, back in 1992. Was that a U.S. tour?
Yeah, that was the U.S. tour. That was the No More Tears tour we did with Ozzy.
And any memories you could share from that tour? I mean, Ozzy and Lemmy were
friends.
Oh,
my God,
yeah.
Point. That was so much fun. I mean, we didn't get to rehearse much before it, but with Randy Castile on drums and Mike Inez and Zach and Ozzy, it was a fantastic band, you know. And we had so much fun with these guys. You know, Lemmy obviously knew Ozzy very well before the tour and stuff, and they hung out forever. And we just clicked right away. It was a great, great tour. I have nothing bad to say about that one.
Cool.
I barely remember it, actually, because we had a lot of party going on there.
Right. And, you know, and you mentioned about barely remembering it, but I mean, some of that's just the time goes by so fast. I'm sure when you're out there doing your thing, and you know, you played with Motorhead for over 23 years, and when you look back at that time, did it go by? Does it feel like it was 23 years, or did it go by fast?
No, it went by very, very fast. And but with that said, also we've been touring so much and it went fast, but we did a lot. You know, when I'm thinking back on it, I just go, oh my gosh, you know, we managed to do so much over those years as well. So yeah, it went fast, but I think we did a lot too, you know, thinking about different time eras there and, you know, the beginning of the 90s and mid-90s and into the 2000s. And, you know, we managed to do so much anyway, even if, thinking back on it, it flew by, you know.
When you look back at that time in Motorhead, I'm sure there's lots of highlights for your career with them, but are there any that kind of rise to the top that you could share with us, some of your favorite moments of being in that band?
No, that is too much. That is too much. That's the hardest question you can ask.
Right.
But there was good stuff pretty much all the time. I mean, to play with Lem and play with Motorhead and I learned a lot over those years. You know, Lemmy asked me several times over the, even, you know, early King Diamond, when I played with King, to join the band, but I turned him down two or three times, I think, over the years, because I wanted to earn my stripes first and get some routine, and I didn't feel ready for that band at all. And I'm glad I turned him down several times, because I've been, you know, I don't think I could have you know, been very good with that band at early stage. I had to get some routine and, you know, learn some more. So when I finally joined, I think I was ready for it. And still, I wasn't even ready for it, to tell you the truth. Because playing with them for a little while, I realized, you know, what I was into. And I had to step it up big time. And so I learned a lot from Lem and Phil and Bursell, you know. And we became best buddies and like a family, you know. So there was so much good stuff happening. We had fun all the time. And that's what I see in Scorpions as well now, you know, joining this band here, you know, many, many moons later, a band that's been around for 52 years, you know, it's easy to get into, but it's so hard to get into at the same time, because they have their routines, they have their way of working and, you know, the whole thing. And so do I. So either it clicks or it doesn't, on the personal level and on the, you know, the musical level. So, but here we clicked right away. They loved what they heard and how I played, and so did I. And it was great for me to join a band and play something else as well, you know.
Right.
After almost 25 years with Motorhead, playing the same music, playing the same stuff, and thinking that way as a drummer, it was a big, big challenge for me. It was not easy, and it still isn't easy. These guys are very, very... they're great musicians, and they know what they want. They know how to sound, and, you know, it's, I have to adjust myself at the same time as they really need to adjust to me. But I think we managed pretty good, and the result is a great, great live show, and it's very tight. It's very heavy. I heard some remarks about, oh, back to the 70s, kind of, and, you know, really powerful, and I'm giving it my best, you know. I'm awesome. I'm giving 200% up there, so.
Well, we,
so it's
we,
good.
Yeah, we the fans of you and the Scorpions, we think it's just sounds like a great combination and are totally psyched for this tour. I would love to be able to maybe pop backstage and say a quick hi to you at Madison Square Garden if you have time.
Absolutely,
and
absolutely.
It would be great to shake your hand. And yeah, thank you just for all the great music you've given us through the years. Again, I'm a longtime fan, going way back to King Diamond, love Motorhead, and always been a Scorpions fan. So I'm just psyched to see you in that setting. Mickey, thank you for talking with
perfect.
Us on Talking Metal.
Thank you for having me, and see you in New York, Madison Square Garden. Yeah.
little Motorhead with the one and only Mickey D on drums on that one. Get back in line. That's got to be, I'm guessing, 6 or 7 years old at this point. Without looking it up, I'm guessing that's about 6 or 7 years old. Great stuff. So much great Motorhead. You know, a lot of times I feel like, those first batch of Motorhead albums were all so potent that a lot of the stuff they did in like the last decade or so, even last 15 years of their career, sometimes gets a little overlooked. And it's definitely some great, great stuff. I think Martin Popoff was, when he was on, the great, heavy metal historian, even commented on that Motorhead episode we did a few episodes back, probably 5 or 6 at this point. He even said that he loves all the Motorhead records. I mean, they really haven't done a bad record, and it's worth revisiting the stuff they did with Mickey D if you haven't in a while, because there's some great, great stuff there. Alrighty, so that's going to do it for this episode. I wanted to thank everyone for joining us, and I want to let everyone know that we will be at the Pod Expo, Rockin' Pod Expo, out in Nashville, Tennessee, later this month, August 26th. Please meet us there and let's hang. And if you want to do a show with us, it's just a $75 donation at the Rock and Pod Expo GoFundMe page, which will be linked through today's show notes. Where do you find today's show notes? Well, you go to talkingmetal.com, you go into the Talking Metal section, go to the podcasting section for Talking Metal Podcast, and you'll see it there. Leave a comment, let me know what you thought of this show. Get involved with talkingmetal.com. All right, guys, I appreciate you listening, and you can always show your support by using our Amazon links on the site. Or you can leave me a PayPal donation. My PayPal account is my email, striglmark@gmail.com. That's STRIGLMARK. Cool. And I know I said the next episode was going to be the listener feedback episode with your phone calls and stuff. Sorry, it'll be probably the next episode. Try to get to that one. All right. That'll do it for today. Thank you very much. And take care. We'll talk to you next time.
Do you love it loud? Then plan to attend the Nashville Rockin' Pod Expo, one-day event celebrating all things rock and roll. Over 20 rock podcasts from all over North America recording on-site. Panel discussions with producers that have worked with Ozzy, Slayer, Kiss, Y&T, Seven Dust, Dokken, and more. Celebrity signings and meet-and-greets with current and former members of Cinderella, Winger, Tora Tora, Collective Soul, Taiketto, The Monkees, with more to be announced. All that and record dealers slinging some sweet vinyl. The Nashville Rockin' Pod Expo takes place Saturday, August 26th at the Music Valley Event Center. More information available at NashvilleRockinPodExpo.com as well as on Facebook. The Nashville Rockin' Pod Expo. Feast your ears!